ओम शांति, ओम शांति। एक्चुअली द टॉपिक इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग ऑल रिलेशनशिप्स विद बाबा। सो इफ आई वुड आस्क यू, डू यू एक्सपीरियंस ऑल रिलेशनशिप्स विद बाबा और जस्ट फ्यू रिलेशन्स विद बाबा, what would you say? For some of us, it's easy to experience few relations, and it's not easy to experience other relations. Like if I say to experience the relation of child with Baba, so is it easy? Those who feel it's easy can raise your hands. Very few. And those who say it's very easy to experience relation of father. So, see, almost all. But we have to experience all relations with Baba. And that's what Baba says to us on the path of devotion. Especially in India, we used to sing, "O God, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my teacher, you are my guru, you are my friend, you are my companion, you are my everything." Everything means all in one. In worldly relations, all relations are separate. Mother is separate, father, teacher, guru, brother, friend, sister, all relations are different. But here, God Himself offering us, and it's His power only. It's only God's power that we can experience all relationships in one with Him. And now it is our power. How can we experience all relationships with Him? And when there is relationship, there is attainment. Even in laukic relations, why we live in relations? Why do we need relations in our life? Because, yes, we receive love, we receive attainments through them. We fulfill our needs through them. Like, they give us happiness. What else? I think you should also share. Protection, yes. What else? Yeah. More healthy. And love is that energy which gives you good health. Love is that positive energy, you know. So here too, when we have relationships with Baba, we have all these attainments through Him, but unlimited. When we are in worldly relations, all these attainments are changeable. Changeable means like people, they do not stay same all the time, because their moods keep changing. The one who is loving you can hate you at some period of time. Is that true? Is the love is constant all the time? If it is coming from human beings, it's not constant. It keeps on changing. And the one who is cooperating you, the one who is respecting you today, can ignore you at some period of time, no? So that is why the relationship with Baba is more important than human beings. And that's why we remember him at the time of sorrows and sufferings. When a human being deceives us, whom we remember? Who comes in our mind immediately? The God, oh God, now you are there for me, help me. So this relationship is higher than all the relationships of human beings. So this is highest on high, that's why we say. And this is a very auspicious time of confluence age when God himself has incarnated for us. And why he says, break from all the worldly relations and just connect with me? Because he knows that we are so much deeply hurt by so many human beings, and now we need to be healed. So now we need him. This is the time. So, and we experience his help too. Whenever it is needed. Now, relation means like help at the time of need, protection at the time of need. They are there for you. They give you hope. They give you courage. So I think we all have our own experiences. I have so many, but I want to share just one or two with you. When I experienced that help from him, even though like it was not possible for a human being to do that. So last year I visited Europe and I traveled for 4 countries, France, Germany, Switzerland and Poland. So when I was traveling from Switzerland to France, it was by train. And one brother came with me to leave me on the station and for train. And we both have suitcases in our hand. And the brother was walking very fast. His speed was very fast. And I was just back to him on the platform. But what happened? Because of his speed, he was, he walked ever along, and because of people in between, I missed him. I lost that, where is he? I could not see him on the platform. Platform was too long. And I reached near escalator and I started looking for him. And when I didn't found him on the platform, then I thought he must have gone down because escalator is here and I'm not seeing him on the platform. So I came to the lower one, this platform. And then I looked for him and it was the same. He was not there. And now I got confused because it was just 10 minutes for the train to come to the platform and to leave from there. So I thought, oh Baba, what to do now? I'm not able to see him, where he is, on which platform he is. Because for us, we will always remember at the time of difficulty. So immediately, I got the touching, go back up. So then I took the escalator and came up on the same platform. And then I started again looking for him. And now I saw, already the train was there on the platform, and I saw he was coming towards me from other side. Oh, then I felt so relieved. Oh, he's there. And then he asked me, where were you, sister? I was looking for you. And really, train is about to leave. It's just 2-3 minutes. Fast, and we should get up in the train and now I was on the train. And then I asked him, what happened to you? I looked for you so much on the platform and you were not there. So he said, even I was looking for you and you were not there because I went down. So see how Baba helped me at the right time, and within 2 minutes that train left the platform. But before the train left, I was on the train and everything went then well. And I have such experiences, this type of experiences, so many. You know, one more I want to share with you. When I was studying in the college, and I felt sick, and my exams were very near, and if the exams were not postponed, then it was very difficult for me to appear in the exam. So it means like I'm going to lose 1 year. It was like that. And I came in knowledge in my childhood. So I used to remember Baba, although I was not too much deep in the knowledge at that time. It was just Baba is there, he is my father, and if I request him for something, he is there to help me. And I found that whenever I remembered Baba, at that time even, always from somewhere that help appeared for me. So I was convinced that if I say to Baba, then something will happen for me. So I said, Baba, you are God. I know you are God, and you are there for me. So I say you that please help me. If the exams postponed for 15 days, then I will be able to appear. Otherwise, I will lose my 1 year. And there was no chance, because I was studying medicine at that time. I was in medical college and the date was fixed. But I don't know, somehow within 3-4 days there was a strike, government strike. It was a big strike and exam got postponed just 15 days. So see. And that strengthened my faith on Baba. I don't know how it happened. But because I told Baba and it postponed for 15 days, my work is done. And for me, Baba has done that. So that was a really wonderful experience for me at that time. So I think many of you must be having these kind of experiences in your life. How at the time of difficulties, Baba is there. Baba is like our protector and helper at the right time. And he makes someone as an instrument. Not that he himself, because he is incorporeal. He is not going by himself. Although Baba says, if you call him my Baba come, I am there. No, I say, yes, my child, and I am there for you. Baba says this to us. It's like Baba's powers always join us as soon as we say, oh Baba, my Baba. So there is again one story related to that, how he helps us and whether we are able to recognize his help or not. So there was once in a village, it was announced that within a short period, this village will be flooded. So those who are staying here, they are requested to leave the village at once. Right now, they should leave the village. So almost all, they left the village. But one person who was the devotee of God, it's not ordinary devotee, but he was intense devotee of God, and he has firm faith on God, that God is my protector. So he stayed back, and then people, those who were his neighbors, they said, come, we are all going, why are you not coming with us? So he said, I have faith on God and he is my savior, so you don't worry about me, you go. So they all left, and that came true, that flood, the whole village was flooded with water, and it reached to around roof. So he went up on the roof. Now the boats came to the village, and boatmen told him, come to my boat. I am here to rescue those who are, you know, like those few people who could not go. So come. He said, no, you don't worry about me. God is my savior and you go. So he went. You know, he was the only person staying back in the village. And now the water rose, and then now he went on the roof of the first floor. Now helicopter was looking if someone is left, and they found that one person is there on the roof, and they throw the rope and, you know, signal him to come up through the rope. And he said, no, don't worry about me. God is there. He is my savior. So you go. Helicopter went away. Now the water again, you know, it rose, and he drowned. He died, and as soon as he was there in front of the God, he questioned him. God, I had so much faith on you, but you didn't save me. Where were you when I was drowning? So what would the God answer? The answer was, you did not discriminate. The help I sent to you, I sent both men for you. First, I sent the caution for you that flood is coming, but you did not understand. Then I sent the boatman for you, but you did not understand. Then I sent helicopter for you, but still you were not able to understand. So whose fault is this? Whose fault? So this is how. He himself is not going to come to us, but he helps us through someone. He makes someone else as our instrument, and we need to recognize his help. So this is how Baba, you know, like, helps us through all the relations. It's not only that he is our father or he is our mother. In India especially, he is called as mother and father both. In other religions, he is mostly remembered as Godfather. And as a mother, he sustains us. We are all getting Baba's sustenance every day. We get up early in the morning, and then whole day we remember Baba, and we feel that, you know, like a mother gives love to his children, same way we experience God's love in our day-to-day life. Its only condition is we need to stay detached. We need to become bodiless, even detached from our body and detached from all our worldly things and relations. Then only we are able to experience that God's love. Why we are here in Brahmin family? The first experience is Baba's love. That spiritual love, that unconditional love that has brought us here. Although the knowledge we understand, we take a long time to understand the knowledge. It doesn't fit immediately in our intellect. Even some Brahmins take 1 year to understand the knowledge, what the real truths of life are. But what we understand immediately, which brought us here? Yes, I'm asking from you. That love, that spiritual love, that unconditional love of Baba and his family. Because the instruments of Baba, they give us or they share with us the love of Baba only. So that is why how we get his sustenance as mother. And then father, as father we are claiming his inheritance. Not only of present treasures, which are unlimited treasures, treasures of knowledge, treasures of virtues, treasures of powers, but claiming inheritance for next 21 births. Baba says you are becoming multi-millionaires and having all the fortunes, mind, body, wealth. So this is as father, and he is our protector. We can put all our burdens on him. Whatever responsibilities we have in this life, who is the real doer? Am I responsible or he is responsible? What is the role of father in the family? He carries the responsibility of the family. He takes away all the burdens. So in the same way, as a father, he keeps us light. He keeps us double light. He says, don't carry your burdens on you. I'm there always, and you can always put your burdens on me. So it's my duty whether I put my burdens on him or not. Whether I carry my burdens on myself or I am giving it to Baba and become double light. So if I feel any burden, it means I am not using him as a father. If I am using him as a father, then I will be always double light. Again, there is one little story of Mahabharata. I think you have heard about Mahabharata, the story of Kauravas and Pandavas. And there was a great battle between two parties of Pandavas and Kauravas. So one day, Arjun is the main hero actor of that Mahabharata. I don't know whether all of you know about Arjun or not, but Arjun, like Baba calls, even Brahma Baba is Arjun. The meaning of Arjun is that the one who inculcate the knowledge, imbibe the knowledge in him is like Arjun. The one who imbibe the knowledge. So it's not only the question of one Arjun, but we are all Baba's Arjun children. But in Mahabharata, there was one character, Arjun. So he was with Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna was his, charioteer. He was driving his chariot. His son, Arjun's son, he was killed, and he was not killed by the rules of battle. Actually, it was deceived, and someone killed him. I would say I'm not getting the right word. It was not the right method used to kill him. Actually, no. So he got so much angry on that. The person name was Jayadrath, and he said, I am going to kill him before tomorrow's sunset. And if I won't kill him before sunset, then I will kill myself. So it was such a strong, So Krishna, Shri Krishna, he knew that it's not easy to kill Jayadrath. So in the night when they were in the camp and they were sleeping, Shri Krishna, he was not sleeping. He was planning for the next day battle, how it will take place, because it's too tough. And if Arjun doesn't win, then he is going to kill him, and this is not right. He should win. But he saw this Arjuna is sleeping. And he is sleeping so carelessly. He could not believe this Arjun has to fight tomorrow with such a person, and he is sleeping such carelessly. How he can sleep? So he woke him up and said, Arjun, you are sleeping, you don't know what you are going to do tomorrow. Don't remember. So Arjun said, I remember, my Lord. I know. But I also know this, you are with me and you are worrying for me, then why I need to worry about myself when you are with me? So this is what Baba says to us, when I am with you, why you need to worry for yourself. I am worrying for you. I am concerned about you. So, this is what the relationship of Father. He is there to worry for us. We need not to worry about ourselves. So, if I am worrying, it means I forget Him. I forget that He is my Father. And who is my Father is such a highest post. God Himself is my Father. If someone's father is president, how much intoxication that person has. My father is president. So who is America's president at present? Trump. Yes, Trump. So his children, they must be having that much intoxication. My father, Trump, is America's most powerful country's president. And who is our father? Do we have that intoxication? Even higher than America's president. So we should feel that. We are children of God. And we belong to His clan. We belong to His community. And He is our teacher too. And He is our true teacher. Teacher means the one who gives us the knowledge of three aspects of time. He is the ocean of knowledge. He gives us the knowledge of all the three abodes, three regions of the world. He gives us the knowledge of truths of life. And this is the highest knowledge we receive in the kalpa. No other part of the cycle we are going to receive this knowledge from our teacher. But what is the duty of a student? We are all godly students. And we are studying in such a high university. No, even in the world, if the students are studying in such a high university, renowned university, means like Cambridge University or Harvard University or maybe, like universities like that, they have lot of intoxication. Oh, we have studied from that university. We belong to that. With so and so were our professors, so learned ones. And who is our professor? So, whenever the teacher teaches, he feels that his student should be number one in study. And he wants to see all the students number one. Baba also wants that we should all pass with honor. Yes? Pass with honor or just pass? So pass with honor means we should be regular and punctual in our study. It's only then we can pass with honor. If I am not regular and punctual in my study, I cannot be. So first condition is that. And second, we have two type of education. One is theoretical and another is practical. Theory means just to know about what it is. And we know so many things now. We know, like whole knowledge, what Baba says, like, who are you? I am a soul. I am a peaceful soul. I am a pure soul. I am a soul who is going to become deity in the future. This theory we all know. But what is the practical? Practical means? Yes, I am asking from you. Practical means? Yes, yes. Living it. Being embodiment of that knowledge. So I am soul means feel bodiless any time, whenever it is needed. Just detach yourself from your body and experience that peace within. I am peaceful soul means I am at peace and I radiate peace to others. But it should not be that if any situations arise in my life, I become peaceless. Actually, the real peace is needed at the time of situations. Otherwise, it's my original nature to stay at peace. Yes? I am at peace most of the time. When I become peaceless, it's only when some situation arises. And if I am not at peace at the time of situation, then what's the use of my knowing this, that I am a peaceful soul? It means I am not using it as a practical. Like, again, there is one story of Mahabharata. Kauravas and Pandavas, they were studying with Guru Dronacharya. They were very young kids at that time. So it was, you know, like they are around first or second lesson. And Dronacharya taught them, don't get angry. This is your lesson today. And tomorrow I will listen from you. You know, like you remember it, and tomorrow when you come, I will listen. So it was very simple. Don't get angry. It's not, you know, like a big thing. Like Baba says, speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly, and think before you speak. Very easy. But to become that, how much time it takes? I think whole life. So same is here. So tomorrow, next day, all, when they came back, okay, my students, do you remember your homework? As Baba also gives us homework every year. This year too, Baba has given us homework. How should we celebrate this year? Which is, Baba says, this is the year of completion. And two more words are there. Love. Year of love and one more. Year of? Speak loudly. Year of? Elevated year. Elevated and love. Year of love. So, same way, you know, like he asked him, asked them, okay, what about your homework? So all immediately, you know, like remembered their lesson and narrated it to their guru. Don't get angry. But Yudhishthir, he was the oldest elder, you know, in all of them. So he could not. So Guru asked him, why didn't you remember your chapter? So he said, Guru, I could not. I tried, but I could not. So he said, okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow I will listen from you. So then next day he asked Yudhishthir, can you tell your homework to me now? So he said, Guruji, I tried my best, but I could not do it today. So then Guru got angry. He said, such a simple lesson, and you cannot. Tomorrow, if it is not, then you will be out of the class. So, you know, the next day he tried his best, and when he came to the class, Guru asked him. So he said, I tried, but still I am feeling that I am not able to tell you. So he slapped him. Guru slapped him. And he said, Guruji, now I remember. I know, now I can tell. Don't get angry. He said, oh, after getting this slap, you could. Why not before? He said, because I was trying my best not to get angry, but yesterday when Duryodhan, he abused me, I didn't say him anything, but in my mind I was feeling, you know, like annoyance for him, so it was anger. But now you slapped me, still, no, nothing has happened to me. I'm not feeling anything. So now I can say that I remembered this lesson. So see, so this is the practical, practical knowledge. So this is what Baba wants from us. It's not just listening and feeling happy. Oh, such a good knowledge Baba is giving to us, such a high knowledge we are receiving from Baba. The teacher won't get happy with this. But what do we need to do? We need to bring that knowledge in our practical life. And for that, Baba says, churn the ocean of knowledge. It's not just listening and just going away from the hall, its duty is over. First thing, we should be very regular for the Murli. Regular for the Murli means we should not miss Murli. Although I know double foreigners, they are not able to go to the center every day. It's because centers are sometimes at distance, and maybe, you know, like because of their jobs, it's not possible to go every day to the center, so they go to the center at weekends. But the 5 days, rest of the 5 days, whether we are listening on the conference call or listening on the laptop or maybe reading it through internet, WhatsApp, Baba has given us now so many means. No, like it's very easy. All the technology is helping us. So we should not miss Murli, and it should be with concentration. It's not we are doing so many things and listening Murli. So one line is going inside and one line I missed. And then I thought what Baba said, it was really nice but cannot recall it. Why? Because I didn't hear it with concentration. Doing so many things at the same time, listening Murli and... So if I am reading Murli, if I am listening Murli, means Murli, only Murli. And it's not only once. We have seen, I have been with Dadi Prakash Mani for so many years, and I have seen her reading Murli 4 times a day. Although she has heard that Murli for so many years, no, directly from Sakar Baba, then Avyakt Bab Dada, and then reading herself the same Murli revision, still, till last, she could read Murli, she was reading 4 times a day. Before going to sleep, she will not sleep without reading Murli. And sometimes, you know, because of programs, it used to be too late, you know, maybe 11 or 12. So we will say, those who were around, to Dadiji, you know, like we used to suggest her, Dadiji, it's too late now, morning you read Murli, so better you sleep now, and then morning when you wake up, you read it. You know, I won't be able to sleep without reading Murli. And even if it takes half an hour, she will finish Murli and then go to sleep within a minute. Then she won't take time. Otherwise what happens? We go to bed half an hour here and there, then we are able to sleep. So how we spent that half hour? Thinking about so many waste things of the day. Actually, our duty is to give charge to Baba. Again, no, like what's the homework for us from our teacher? That before going to sleep, we need to give the whole day charge. Whatever has happened against Sharimat. So if anything was not right, then we must give it to Baba, so that next time we do not repeat it and we get power from Baba to overcome it. Even Dadi Janki sometimes says in classes, she used to read Murli in early days for 12 times. And sometimes she used to wake up whole night, because Sakar Baba told her. She once asked Baba, Baba, I came 1 year late. You know, Baba always used to say, the next Diwali will not come. Our time is very short, so you must make fast effort, right from the beginning. This is the same phrase coming up, that time is very short, so you must make fast effort. So Dadi Janki thought, ki I have come 1 year late, so how can I make up my effort? So she asked Brahma Baba, Baba, how can I make up? So Baba said, read Murli 6 times a day. She said, I will read it double, not 6, I will read it 12 times a day. And she said, whole day we used to busy in Baba's yagya service, so sometimes I do not get time to read it 12 times. Even I say Dadiji was reading 4 times a day. Although she was so busy, Dadiji was so busy, you know, she was looking after such a big organization, so much expansion took place in her time, but still she could find out the time to read 4 times a day. And then Janaki read 12 times a day. So how many times we read? May not be 4 times, but how many times you can read? At least 2x? Okay? Twice or not? What would you say? Or no time to read it at least 2x? We must. We must, you know, like, take out time. If we give importance to that, we will definitely find out time to read it at least 2x. Now, morning listening, that is our Brahmin's routine. That is foundation of Brahmin life. But before going to sleep, it's our own time. So instead of going on all social medias, what most of the people do? When they get time before going to sleep, they go on social media, they go to Facebook, they go to WhatsApp, they go to internet, and then so we Brahmins, we need to read Murli before going to sleep. And in between, when you get time, then just think what Baba has said. I have seen, Dadi was able to recall each and every point. Because if you read 4 times a day, then it's easy. We can remember 100%. When we listen once, then just 25% I can recall. If I have heard with concentration. If I read it 2x, then 50% I can recall. And if I read it 3 times, then 75% Murli I remember. And 4 times means full Murli, I can tell. And why it's important? Because when I am aware, then only I will be able to bring it to my practice. Otherwise it won't come into my behavior. I can only become embodiment when I remember it. If I don't remember, then my old sanskars, they take chance. Maya is just waiting. Let them forget and I should take chance. And then body consciousness appears. Then body consciousness converts into lust, anger, greed, ego. All those things keep popping up. Why? Because the awareness is finished. As soon as the spiritual awareness is gone, that's why Baba reminds us again and again, and like bring that attention to us. He must churn Baba's knowledge every day, and for that it's important that we need to revise it at least 2x. Okay, so this is how he is our teacher, and he is our guru. Guru means the one who blesses us. People go to guru, especially in India, and for abroad I would say they go to father. Father is like church, father is like guru. So they ask from guru for blessings so that things become easy in their life. Or whatever difficulties they are facing, they should finish. And that's how they say, God bless you. No? So here too, in India, people ask from gurus, put your hand on my head, so that all my tensions will finish, so that my all problems get over, or if someone is having disease that is cured, even from dadis, no, people ask this, Dadiji, please put your hand on our head. Those people, those who come for first times to Madhuban, they most of the time they bow to their feet and ask for their blessings, put your. In India, the gurus, they give you mantra to chant the mantras, so that, you know, like you receive direct connection of God through that mantra's chanting. And that mantra, they say, don't tell it to other. If you tell it to other, this won't work. And here, Baba as a guru, he also gives us mantra. He has given us mantra, yes? You know which mantra we have from Baba? Man mana bhav and madhyachi bhav. Remember me alone, this mantra. And Baba says, don't keep it to yourself. Spread this mantra to as much as you can. Yes? Even to the whole world, no soul should remain, so that they should not complain. Oh, God has come, you knew, but you didn't tell us. So this is what, you know, like, He is unlimited Guru, and He is the Guru of all the Gurus. And Guru relation, it requires faith, 100% faith. We all hear that Brahma Baba had 12 guru in his Laukik life, and he has found faith, rather blind faith in his gurus. And if guru say day as a night, Baba will say night. He won't question, why are you saying day as a night? You know, Brahma Baba was like that. There were so many specialities of Baba, that's why, you know, Shiv Baba chosen him as his chariot. So this was also one of his speciality. So once what happened? They planned party for the son's birthday, and many renowned people, they were invited for that birthday party. And just before parties will start, Guru's call came to him that I need you urgently. And Baba told his wife, no, Jasoda, I am going because Guru has called me and he needs me. So she said, Baba, tell him to come tomorrow. How can you go? You know, this is such a big party we have arranged, and so many people are going to come, and they will ask for you. Because of you they are coming, so you need, you know, you should be here. So he said, no, don't worry. Whatever it is, I'm going, because Guru has called me. And calling of Guru for me is like call of death. So whatever it is, I'm going. And he left, he went to the Guru. And it was not such a big job, no big deal, that he had to be present at the same time, but still, no. If Guru has said means, like, he will cancel everything and he will do that first. So this is, Baba says, no, like, we should become such trustworthy to Baba in that relationship as a Guru to him. Obedient, Baba says in Hindi, Agyakari, Vafadar, Imandar, and Farmanbardar. Agyakari means obedient, Vafadar means faithful, Imandar means honest, and Farmanbardar means the same I told you, okay, no question. Whatever he says is benefit in that for me. There is benefit. And then next relation is relationship of beloved or companion or partner. And this relationship, what it requires? Again, faithful. You should be faithful. And that's what also Baba, you know, like asks to us. Even in Laukik life, means in physical, worldly life, if one partner deceives the other, maybe, means it is called extramarital relationship, means like if they come in a relationship with a third one, like, then it breaks their relationship. Although, maybe, you know, like, either it breaks or there is disturbance in that relationship. Here too, Baba says, Ek baap dusra na koi. It's only one father, none else. He also doesn't like any third person in between two of us. So we need that faithfulness in that relation, having him as a companion, as a beloved, and as a partner. And that is complete purity. Having that perfect relationship, Baba says, complete purity. If you have someone else as your companion, then it decreases that percentage of purity. All other relationships are just for the sake of service. That's it, Baba says. My world is Baba. My everything is Baba. My all relationships are with Baba. So when we take him as a child, means he's my heir. I'm surrendering everything, my whole property to him. Not like parents in India, they do like that. So the child can claim the inheritance from the parents. So when first we give to him, you know, like as a child we give to him, and then he sustains us for many births, rather throughout kalpa. You know, like. And then as a friend, we can share anything with him. Whatever I have in my heart, whatever my feelings are for him, like friends, they can share anything between them. Although they cannot share it with their parents, no, like they can share with their friends. So as a friend, we can be so light with Baba. So whatever relation we miss in our life, you know, like these mother, father, teacher, guru, these relations we experience every day. Now when we listen Murli, he is our teacher. Amrit Vela, we get up, remember Baba, he is our father. We receive all his treasures. Now we feel all his treasures like we are receiving them. And as a guru, like when we are obedient to him, we are following his Srimad, like he is our guru, we are following him. But other relations, like he is my companion, he is my friend, he is my child, you know, we need to give attention to experience those relations. Baba says, if you miss those relations, then what will happen? Someone else will attract you in that relation. And your intellect will be pulled for that. So then, I'm not experiencing all relationships in one. So this is a subtle checking. Have I that full connection with Baba in all relationships? And when all relationships with him, throughout the day, I'm busy with him, in one or other relation, it makes me constant easy yogi. I need not to put effort, because relation means love. And when there is love, there is no effort. Baba says, when you are merged in Baba's love, that love finishes all efforts. It's very easy to be in Brahman life and to experience all the virtues, to experience all the powers, and even to bestow them to others. my life become obstacle free. Obstacles just come and go, but I don't feel them. It won't that obstacle will not come, but it's that much easy. Means I am so powerful that it's so easy for me that when obstacle came and gone, even I am not aware of that. So I become conqueror of Maya. I become conqueror of nature, you know, elements of nature. But it's only when it's mine is one Baba, none else. Baba is my world. So I need to have that deep faith and experience. So this was all my churning regarding how we should experience all relationships with Baba. Om Shanti. So let's have a few minutes of meditation.